You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rainer-Mullins. Dead Queen Walking is the final installment of the Castle Charming series. If you want to catch up, start with Glass Slipper Scandal, right here on the podcast, followed by Dance Princess Dance and Let Sleeping Princess Lie. You can also buy all three books in digital editions from any online retailer, or sign up for my Patreon with a $1 pledge and download all three of them straight away. Okay. Dead Queen Walking, Part 3. Prince in Stable Relationship Shocker. Dennis hated Camilla's tower. It was creepy. It was creepy even before his boyfriend was interred here, in an enchanted sleep, before Princess Camilla filled her kitchen with twisted trees that used to be people. It was extra creepy now, and worse somehow that Kai only hid out here when he was really miserable. Kai hid out here a lot lately. It hurt that this was something Dennis couldn't fix for him. He found his boyfriend in the empty studio where Camilla used to do all her magic shit. For a moment his heart froze to see the crumpled figure in the corner, but no, it was okay. Kai was just asleep. It sucked that Dennis now had a stress reaction whenever his boyfriend closed his eyes. On the rare occasion they got to spend the night together, he always had to restrain himself from prodding Kai awake every few hours, just to check that he could. "Babe," he murmured now, one hand brushing Kai's shoulder. "Hey, it's time." Kai's eyes snapped open. He always woke up like that these days, sharp and startled, like he expected to find himself in a room full of teeth and claws. "Already? You had a nap. Ugh." Kai stood up, stretching his neck. How was the Queen after, you know? He always called her the Queen, Dennis noticed. Never my mother. "The usual. Frosty, Amira calmed her down a bit. Then Cyrus riled her up, then Chase arrived, and both princes irritated her. All the way through lunchtime." "Huh," said Kai. "Whenever I feel the urge to apologise for being a brat, I remember who everyone is comparing me to." Dennis leaned into him. "You're not doing too badly. I would have run away to the mountains by now." "Is that plan completely off the table?" Dennis laughed and took his boyfriend's hand. They emerged from the tower together in the bright sunshine and headed through the grounds. No Corporal Fergus, Kai noted. Ziggy relieved him at noon, then went ahead without us. They selected this time for the meeting because Ziggy was on Kai's protection detail, while Dennis had the afternoon off. "A rare window of opportunity to be alone together, and we're wasting it," Kai lamented. Dennis rolled his eyes. "I mean, it depends what you mean by wasting." "Huh." They had to cut through the ornamental orchard to reach the grotto where they were supposed to meet the others. Shady trees on a sunny afternoon meant plenty of opportunity for them to hide away where no one would spot them. "I mean," said Dennis, drawing Kai into a thick cluster of peach trees heavy with fruit. "We have a little while before they expect us for the meeting." Kai grinned, already pressing up against him mouth to mouth. "Better make good use of the time." They had about 3 minutes of slow, lazy kissing before they were interrupted. "Don't stop on my account," said an amused voice. Dennis stilled. He could feel Kai roll his eyes, his lashes fluttering against Dennis's skin. And yeah, this had to be handled carefully. Apparently you couldn't tell a prince to get stuffed, even a foreign one. "Hello, Zed," said Kai in a long-suffering voice. Prince Xialin of Zix was beautiful, sharp, witty, and heroically brave. A rare list of princely attributes for Castle Charming, where Kai's two elder brothers had spent years educating the world to expect nothing more than drunk, disorderly, sports-mad, and fashionably attired. He had saved Kai's life, so Dennis couldn't hate him. But Prince Zed Xialin seemed to be on a mission to make that resolution difficult for him. "I'm looking for my sister," the prince said now, with an entirely unnecessary swish of his long dark ponytail. "Isn't she supposed to be with you?" "What?" said Kai, sounding unbearably fond. "You that much of a stickler for the rules? Gonna turn us in?" There was a flicker about Zed's expression, gone too quickly for Dennis to be sure it was there at all. "Nah," said the foreign prince with a grin. "But your Corporal Ziggy has to stop avoiding me. Pass it on, please. There's a mess back home, and she owes me a clean-up operation." Kai nodded and slid a hand into one of Dennis's pockets, pulling him a little closer. "Now, if you don't mind, we have like 10 minutes before someone else from the castle comes looking for one of us." "Fine," said Zed, loping away. "Don't do anything I wouldn't do, chaps." Dennis waited a moment until he was sure they were alone again. "We have to be careful he doesn't follow us," he said in a low voice. "The last thing we want is someone nosing around when we're about to..." "Shh," murmured Kai, leaning in for another kiss. "It's okay. Zed's wrapped up in his own family drama right now. That doesn't mean we can trust him. Doesn't mean we can't." More kissing. They couldn't manage a perfect day or even a perfect hour together, but they could have this. Today, it was enough. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.